We're back with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
This was a momentous week for America. It was a week in which, together, we took bold new steps towards restoring economic security for our middle class and rebuilding a stronger foundation for our future.
President Barack Obama from his weekly web and radio address talking about the passage of his health care plan. With me for a look behind the headlines is James Fallows, national correspondent for The Atlantic. Jim, hi.
Guy, nice to talk to you.
As we heard earlier in the program, Jim, in those clips of Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator John McCain, after health care, the whole idea of bipartisanship seems dead, at least until after the midterm elections are over.
Sure, and you could argue that objectively it never existed, at least in these last 2 years. Mm-hmm. I think it's the case that of all of Obama's major proposals, there's only been one Republican vote in either the House or the Senate that he's ever gotten. So objectively, Obama's pitch that he made through his campaign on coming to office of not red America or blue America, but united America, has not really paid off. However, there's the theory that the late presidential scholar Richard Neustadt used to say, which is that presidential power is cumulative. If you win today, you're more likely to win tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that he won is really important. The other is that Obama can keep talking bipartisanship, knowing that he has a more or less unified majority on his side. And the Republicans are left more or less in the state of saying, no, 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 we object, which in the long run has not been a winning strategy in national politics.
But Jim, can it actually be a good strategy for winning seats in Congress?
Yes. And the fundamental reason, I think, is the gerrymandered nature of most congressional districts. Of the 435 congressional districts, only about 40 or 50 are genuinely in play election by election. And in many of the others, they're so skewed towards a all-Republican or all-Democratic population that you can run on a fairly rabble-rousing platform of either side and win there. And that probably will be successful for the Republicans this fall. But in terms of winning another presidential election or becoming a real national majority party, historically, that kind of obstructionist message does not work.
It's a message, Jim, that seems to be led, in a sense, by former vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. And she's been stumping, as you know, for John McCain in Arizona. And let's listen to something she said yesterday.
Louisiana's governor recently said, you know, we're being accused of being the party of no because we oppose some of the things that the administration's doing. The Louisiana governor says, well, no, we're not the party of no. We're the party of hell no.
The party of hell no. Now, Jim, as you know, John McCain is facing quite possibly the primary fight of his career, a challenge from a conservative talk show host that seems to be pushing John McCain in a more conservative direction as well.
Oh, sure. And if either of us were a novelist, we could write something about the change in situation between Sarah Palin and John McCain. You know, John McCain essentially invented Sarah Palin as a national figure less than 2 years ago, and now he's trying to depend on her. He now has to explain away any maverickhood and show that he's a rock-ribbed conservative. What's really interesting to me about this is the difference between sort of the talk show wing of the Republican Party, Limbaugh, Beck, Fox News. I think in the long run, Sarah Palin and the elected people, because the talk show people can really profit by having the enthusiastic backing of a minority. Mm. And elected officials over time can't do that.
Jim, many Republicans who face difficult primary challenges, like John McCain, find that the fact that they may have cooperated with Democrats in the past has become a liability. Just the idea of bipartisanship has become a liability.
Yes, and this is a cycle in political party evolution that the Republicans are going through now, resembling what the Democrats went through, say, 25 years ago or so. It's when a party is moving away from a mainstream appeal to a focus on the base. And predictably, it makes for an embattled, tough minority. And to get a majority status, they have to be willing to reach across the middle because that's where more people are.
That's James Fallows. He's a national correspondent for The Atlantic, and he joins us regularly here on this program. You can check out his blog at jamesfallows.theatlantic.com. Jim, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Guy.